Awakened Media for a Transforming World. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good evening, depending on where you are listening to us from on this lovely planet. Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and today we're going to be talking about memories.
Fact or fiction?
Fiction. You know, how many of us think, you know, oh, I remember that. I was there. That's how it happened. And we swear to that effect. You know, I think that eyewitnesses who identify people are your worst enemies. Because I tell you, I don't believe people can actually remember very much over time that's accurate.
You know, I feel I'm fairly observant, but I sure would be nervous to be an eyewitness to something because, you know, memory can be so faulty. But we'll get into that more as the day goes. We'd like to start out with a couple of things that we generally start at the top of the show, particularly because we know we have some new listeners on today. We'd like to set the stage to make sure that you get the most out of being here today.
So the first thing is Ariel and I finish each other's sentences from time to time.
We'd like to let people know that up front so you don't think we're being rude and interrupting each other.
That's right. So that's the first thing. The other thing we want to talk about is listening. We always start the show talking about listening because that's one of the things that is most needed.
We had such a terrific example of listening and non-listening this week. Have to share it with you because the woman that we are about to talk about got back to us and she was so excited discover that she hadn't truly listened. We do work all over the world, and one of the places we work is in Hamburg, Germany, and we had an individual session with a couple, and they came in, and English is not their first language.
German is, and we did not have a translator.
And over the course of the conversation with them, this woman kept jumping in front of her husband, and at some point, Shai said to her, I need to let you know, it's very obvious that you're in competition.
With men.
And it was something we'd observed with her for a while. And we talked about it a little bit. The session went on.
And that was about 2 months ago, probably now.
She wrote us this week, and she said, I've been really bothered and upset about something and beating myself up for something we talked about in our session, particularly when Shia said I was
incompetent with men.
Now, incompetent and in competition with sound very similar. Incompetent means like unskilled, unable, less than. In competition means you compete with. So we wrote her back and saying, hey, you've been being hard on yourself for something that never actually happened. We explained the difference. We talked about transformation, which is awareness, non-judgmental seeing, and we encouraged her not to be hard on herself for the misinterpretation. She wrote back so excited that she'd been hiding from herself and other people for years this fear of being incompetent
around men.
And it came to the foreground, and she thought it was an incredible joke.
Which is really interesting because, see, when you're defending a point of view, you can't really listen. If you're trying to prove something, you cannot listen. It's impossible because some of your attention and energy is lost in the protecting that point of view, in the defending that point of view. So today, see if you can take a deep breath. We saw this cop on television this morning, a state trooper in Texas, talking about the Thanksgiving weekend coming up, and he said, take a deep cleansing breath. And I thought, Ooh, that was good.
He said, take a deep cleansing breath, go to your happy place, and realize the traffic is just what it is. So today,
take a deep cleansing breath and see if you can allow yourself to listen to what's being said, not to see whether you agree with it or disagree with it or already know it, not to see if it supports or goes against some agenda you have, but just to hear what's being said. Now, what's really wild about this is it doesn't hurt. It will not hurt you to hear another person's point of view. In fact, true listening is listening to hear what another person is saying from their point of view, not how it reflects on your point of view.
And the game today is to be here.
Now, why we say true listening is important is listening. If you actually listen to hear what's being said, will pull you into the moment, this current moment of now. That is all it takes to have your life transform. It is not about doing it a certain way or operating a certain way. It's just about getting into the current moment of now. Transformation, self-realization is a byproduct of being in the current moment, and listening pulls you there.
Okay.
That being said,
we love that. We love that. That all it takes is being here in order to have your life transformed.
It doesn't take thinking good thoughts or positive thoughts.
It doesn't even take going to your happy place, if there is such a thing. Although I was so amused when he said that. It was just lovely.
Yes, I do like the take a breath, because sometimes I've found personally when I was more defended in my life that if I took a nice deep breath, I could hear what somebody was saying, but I'd have to intentionally let go of my own thought process. Oh, here's the other thing about listening. We have two grandsons. One is 5 years old, and one is a year old yesterday?
Mm-hmm,
yesterday. Now, the year old one, we were recently visiting, and he was playing with colored ping pong balls. And he had a blue one in one hand and a red one in the other hand. And his hands are perfect ping pong ball holding hands because there's no extra space in there. You know, he can only hold one ping pong ball at a time. Just like us, we can only do one thing at a time, even though we think we can multitask.
But there was
a yellow ping pong ball. So he was trying to pick up the yellow ping pong ball without letting go of either the red or the blue one. And his hand was stuck with that colored red ping pong ball, and he tried to pick up the yellow, but he couldn't until the red one fell out of his hand. Then he could pick up the yellow one. It's that way with listening. If you are holding on to your point of view, if you're thinking about what you want to say next or where it's going, did I say we're not going anywhere? We're not going anywhere. It's about where you're intending to get to, then you will not be able to receive the yellow ping pong ball of enlightenment. How do you like that? That was good.
I like that.
Anyway.
Can I make a segue here?
Please, segue.
No,
segue away.
Something.
This is your show.
Hey, something occurred to me when you talked about taking a breath. We got a call this morning from Katie. Hi, Katie, in Chicago.
Katie.
We were in Chicago just this past week and on a show there, WGN. It was a lot of fun. And Katie's coming in for the Freedom to Breathe, Art of Being a Healer weekend that we are doing, not this weekend coming up, but the following weekend in New York City.
And so, hey, people out there in listener land, anywhere on the planet, you're welcome to join us.
And I wanted to just take a moment to invite people to come to the Freedom to Breathe, Art of Being a Healer. It's also going to be bilingual. It's a Spanish and English weekend. I'm very excited about it and just taking a moment to invite you all. So, memories, fact or fiction?
Three ideas or principles
that will support this conversation today. The three principles of instantaneous transformation.
The first one is anything that you resist, disagree with, don't like, wish would be different, say no to will persist, will grow stronger, and it will dominate your life. So if there's anything in your life that you are in disagreement with, it will dominate your life. Anything that you reject, say, I don't like this, I wish it were different, anything that doesn't fit your preferences will dominate your life. And if you look and tell the truth, you'll see that that's the way it seems to work. That if you're driving down the road, and last night I was going to a fly tying class out in
a different part of New Jersey,
and I'm driving along the highway, and suddenly there's traffic. And that didn't fit my preferences. You know, I was trying to get to my class. Pat, are you listening? Andy, are you listening? Warren, are you listening? Those are the people in my class. Andrew is the instructor. In any event, I noticed that the more I resisted that traffic, the more it became the only thing I thought about. So anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life.
When you think about it, when you were thinking about that, it was more of a disturbing kind of thinking. It's
absolutely
not just that it was traffic. It's like this annoying,
this
huge
darn traffic.
There you go.
Okay. Now, second principle. No two things can occupy the same moment of now at the same time. No two things can occupy the same space at the same time. You cannot be different than you are in this moment of now. So right now, in that moment, when I snap my fingers, did you hear that? You must have heard that. I heard that. When you snap your fingers, that moment is exactly the way it was. Couldn't have been different. And in fact, it went by already. So if we had a camera and took a picture of you in this moment, that's the way you would have been in the moment that the shutter opened and closed. If you look and tell the truth, 10 seconds before, you could have only been the way you were 10 seconds before. That being said, your whole life has unfolded exactly as it has, and it couldn't have been different. Yes, there's this possibility and fantasy that it could have been different, but in the reality of moment-to-moment life, it could have only shown up the way it did.
And now, quickly, the third principle of instantaneous transformation, anything you allow to be exactly as it is ceases to dominate your life. So, quick question, did you allow the traffic to be the way it was?
I allowed it to be the way it was. I got there 10 minutes early.
And it was easy.
Easy. That was easy.
That was easy. You ready for our That Was Easy button? Here we go.
That was easy.
Okay, we have a That Was Easy button. Now, we're going to talk more about memories, fact, or fiction when we come back from the break.
Please come back and don't miss
Being Here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
We all want to be fulfilled in all kinds of ways, to be joyful, at peace, and fully alive. And it all starts with awareness, creating a consciousness-based life. Now there's a radio show that helps you live that life. Listen for Live with the Lights On with host Katie Manna. Each week's show will help you create more satisfying relationships, increase your self-esteem, and your own inner sense of peace. Live with the Lights On is heard every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Create your own life with the lights on.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back.
Being here.
We're talking now or today about memories, fact or fiction.
Have you ever thought to challenge your memories? I mean,
what do you mean by that?
Well, most of us think our memories are accurate.
That's true.
We forget they were recorded by the person we were with the maturity level we were, the expansion level we were at the time we recorded the event.
Right. So our mind is a recording machine that records events and does it not only in pictures, but in words.
It was interesting. We were looking through our book today, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. We were trying to remember what university did the study on memory. It was fun because we have a really good
index
in the back of our new book from McGraw-Hill, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, The Three Simple Ideas That Will Instantaneously Transform Your Life. So if you have the old version, you should get the new one.
You should. It's got about 35% more information. How do you like that? 34%.
And a very helpful index. It was the Western Washington University study that actually proved that people can create false memories and make them be even more
real than if they actually happened.
And the details of that are in the book. But it occurred to me while I was listening to our grandson, Five, he's at such a wonderful, phantasmagorical age where he creates realities, and he can't really tell the difference between fantasy and reality. That's part of what happens in the brain at that age. And not too long ago, we were driving along, and we saw this huge crow sitting in a field, and he said, look, there's an
eagle.
And we were like, no, Max, actually, that's a crow. And he goes, no, I saw an eagle. And by the time he got home, it was not only an eagle, as he was happily telling his parents, it was actually an eagle. That's his punctuation word now, actually. So he kept repeating it to himself over and over, trying to fix it. It was actually an eagle. And we all are prone to actually believe the things we tell ourselves.
Have you ever gone home to the house you grew up in as a child? Now, if you haven't, I'm sorry, but this may not seem terribly relevant. But if you have, the primary thing that we've heard from thousands of people over the years, is that it's so much smaller than they remembered it.
They remember these huge treks to the bathroom, and really
it's a few steps.
So
and you know, it reminds me of in Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, there's this illustrated story about when I lived in Maine many years ago. I lived way back in the woods, in the Maine woods, and I built a home on the foundation site of an earlier farm, and there was a well there. And one day, an old man, probably no older than me now, but that was 35 years ago, an old man came up, and he said, I used to live here when I was a child. Would you mind if I looked around? I said, no. He said, can I see the cellar hole? And we walked down the cellar, and he came out, and he said, this can't be. This is much too small. The cellar of the house I grew up in was huge. It must have been 50 feet by 50 feet, and this is only about 20 by 20. And so we said, well, what can I say? This is what was here. And he said, well, there was this well. It was about 50 feet deep. And it was this great dug well. I said, well, there's only one well on the property, and I dug it out again. So I walked him over there, and he looked down. He said, no, this is only about 7 or 8 feet deep. This couldn't possibly be the well. You see, you record your memories of the past from who you were at the time that you recorded it, so the memory doesn't get an upgrade.
Hmm. Now, we have a caller on the line. Should we take him?
Why not?
Hey, Ben, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. Nice to have
Great.
You here.
Actually, Ben, we can hear you fine.
Great.
What can we do for you, Ben?
Well, this is a subject, memories, that I'm very interested in. And in fact, I've known you guys for about a year and a half, or maybe
right.
a little more.
Okay.
Since I've been working with you guys and listening to your show, the way I have related to my memories has shifted. I used to really believe that they were absolute fact and not really question them. And also, I used to think I had a much keener memory than I actually think now.
Right.
But I've come to realize how many fights I'm holding on to that are based in these potentially false memories.
Now, you said
fights. Did you say fights? Like, you mean...
Arguments?
Arguments, say, with your father or mother?
Yes.
Right. Excellent. Look, let me stop you here for a second.
Sure.
When you were a kid, you wanted what you wanted, and then you were raised in a governing situation where you had very little say in the reality of how you got to do what you wanted. There were these governors there called parents that told you what you could do or couldn't do, and you'd have to sneak around to try to get what you wanted. And that's the person who created the memories about your parents. That child.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, Ben, how old are you now?
29.
At age 29, you would never, ever, ever consider going to a child at age, say, 12, when you formed a lot of these opinions, prepubescent, you would never go to one of these children and say, tell me, how should I relate? What do you think I should do about my love life?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, I think it's perfect because I know it's not a universal holiday, but in the United States we have a holiday tomorrow called Thanksgiving where people generally either are with family or have contact with family, and it's a perfect opportunity to let go of these vested memories as if they are real.
As if they're the truth.
And just check in to actually
see who's sitting across you, not your memory of that person. You know, sometimes people say, oh, you know how Dad is. No, I don't know how Dad is.
That's based on a memory trace. Let's check in and see who these people are rather than our memory clouding, tainting.
And decisions made in the past when we were upset or contracted, when they said no to what we wanted.
Sound good?
Yeah.
I like it. Now, here's one last thing, though, for you, Ben, as you're talking. One of the things that just seems to be coming across to me as you are formulating what you wanted to say and as you are challenging your memory, there's some part of you that's being hard on yourself for what you're discovering. And that's a bit of the first principle. You're resisting how you've been rather than having it be a celebration, a discovery process.
See, here's the thing. You couldn't have done your life any different up until the moment that you did. So until you became aware that you had memories that were based in the opinion or point of view of the child you were when you were contracted early on at some point in your life, until you became aware of that, you were not aware of that. So you did nothing wrong. See, transformation is based in seeing the truth of a situation without judging it. So if you just start to see the way you've been, Ben, regarding your memories of the past, but just see it, not do anything with it. Just see it. That's enough for it to complete itself.
All right.
Okay?
And
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know, the be kind to yourself thing. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I would say awareness is this non-judgmental, but it's also a gentle seeing of things. So be gentle with yourself,
right,
and let's see what happens.
Gentle. Hey. All right, I like it.
Great.
Thank you so much for calling in, Ben.
Appreciate it. We have another caller from Salt Lake City. Leah, are you with us? I heard a dial tone. Is Leah still with us?
Are we still on the air?
Maybe not. Well, we'll just keep talking. We can talk to ourselves.
We can pretend we're on the air. Yeah, we are on the air.
Okay. So it sounds like Leah dropped off. She can call back if she wants. We're talking about memories, fact or fiction. And I really like, you know, that we were speaking with Ben about being kind to himself, because what happens, sometimes we see things that in retrospect, like how we've been fighting over something that may in fact not have happened, like this gal we were talking about who was fighting with herself about being incompetent with men.
When we said in competition, just because she misheard it, she believed that what she heard was the truth.
And I found it really inspiring when she realized that she had made a mistake, that she wasn't hard on herself about how she'd been viewing herself, that it became laughable, a joke, something that was fun. And she told us she could not wait to go tell her husband about this mistake that she had made. She was so inspired with herself. There's nothing wrong with being inspired by herself.
You know, you couldn't have done your life any differently than you did, really. I mean, you think you can. We always think we can. But being compassionate and kind to yourself may be the key.
So we'll be back after the break. Come on back with us.
And please don't miss
being here.
Being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Do you ever feel that you would love to have your very own all-knowing guide on tap 24/7? Well, you can. It's called your intuition. Learn how to trust your inner voice. Come and explore with Natasha Rosewood the power of your intuition and how you can use it now to bring more success and joy to your world. Join Natasha on her radio show, I Think I'm Psychic, and you can be too. Every Tuesday live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Anything is possible.
ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome. Hey. I wanted to just remind you all, we started a game last week. The game was tell three people about this show, and it's working. Got an email today from our friend Corrine. She got so inspired meeting Brenda, who came into Monday Night Alive.
From Cincinnati.
That she started emailing and calling and writing her friends in Cincinnati, and particularly Sandy and Sarita, so they may be listening for the first time today. So I figured, hey, we'll just say hey. So transformation is the gift that keeps on giving. And we are encouraging you to share this show. Katie told us this morning that when she started listening to the show, she went back to the beginning of the archive and has been listening to them in order. So your friends can listen to the show live, or you can listen to the archived shows. So tell three friends this week. Why not?
Why not?
All right. Sounds like Leah is now back with us. You there, Leah?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
You sound like a telephone ad.
I know, because I can hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me.
No, we couldn't. So what's up?
Okay. I've been wanting to do this fitness competition I trained for one about 5 years ago, and I didn't make it to the end, and it was a pretty rough experience, and I want to complete it, and so I tell myself, well, I'm different, and I can do it a whole different way, and but then I'm like, well, do I really want to do it, or is that something that I've been telling myself I want to do? I don't know. There's this weird back and forth thing about it.
I would like to address something other at first than whether you should do the competition or not.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to address your statement that you said it was a pretty rough experience. What makes it rough is the commentary you had about what was happening, which you recorded at the time. Meaning, while you were doing the competition, when things didn't go the way you liked, or if somebody said something that was unkind, or you made a move that was not optimum, you talked to yourself in the privacy of your internal thoughts about you and how you were doing, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you go back and you're remembering this rough experience, it includes all the unkind things you said to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've noticed that we do long workshops, week-long workshops in Costa Rica when it's cold. We take people from all over the planet, but in January and February we do workshops in Costa Rica, and people report their experience of being there. And some people, you know, they go through a lot of stuff in their life at that time, and they think it has to do with Costa Rica.
But if we were to follow them around for a week in their lives,
they'd go through a lot of rough stuff in their life wherever they lived. See, you frequently blame the circumstances for your experience rather than realize that how you interact with and your memory of the experience is not the experience, you see. Your memory is usually in resistance to the experience, because the things that you don't resist, you don't hardly even remember, because they don't blip up as, oh, that was difficult.
I bet you don't remember what you ate for breakfast that day.
Right.
Or the color of the bedspread in the room where you were staying if you went to a hotel. Those things you didn't resist, unless they were hideous bedspread, but, you know, they're things that just flow by. It's the things that we disagree with that haunt us. What you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life.
So whether you should do this competition or not
is really, really up to you.
Right. However, a lot of what you went through, you disagreed with mm-hmm. when you were going through it because it was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're stuck with, because what you resist persists and the memories grow stronger. It gets worse, you see. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're no longer looking to see if you want to do this competition. You're looking to see if you can handle this imaginary pain that you know you're going to have to go through based on the memory.
Exactly. Yes.
No, the other thing is you're looking at whether or not you should do this competition almost from a change modality, Leah, where you're weighing up the pros and cons, and then you're looking to see if the pain was worth the possible outcome.
The other thing is you hold what happened as a failure.
Uh-huh.
And so then you feel you must overcome that failure. You don't have to overcome anything. Nothing is a failure. Your life presents itself with certain opportunities, and in the moment you either engage in them or you do not, and how it turns out really is quite irrelevant to your state of well-being. But if you think that you are upset because of not living up to your expectations, then that starts to dominate your life. So then you go and do the same things over and over and over again to try to accomplish what you set out to accomplish. And, you know, the weirdest part of it, if you accomplish it, doesn't mean you're going to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, with the transformational modality is you take everything that we've said today, you take everything that you've thought about it, you take your memory traces of the last time, you take all the reasons why you want to do the competition, all the reasons why you don't, and you include them.
And then you look and see what's true for you in your heart.
It includes all those things, but it's not based on those things. And it may be that your heart says, I keep thinking I want to do this, but it's really not in my heart. It's really not true. It's just I don't know what to do with my life right now.
And this seems like a good thing to do.
It fills in. I can worry about it incessantly for a while, and I don't have to look at what to do next. Or you may say, well, it may not be reasonable, but I want to go ahead and do it. Your answer is in there. You just have to include all of the white noise, as it were, and then just look and see, and you'll have your answer.
Yes, I love that. That is, you guys said it perfectly.
Great.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Okay, bye. Hey, all right.
We have another caller on the line, Raquel.
You still there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
You calling us from New York?
I'm calling from New York, yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying listening to the show so much.
We're enjoying having you on the show so much.
Thank you, thank you. And it was great to hear both Ben and Leah, because it really made me think. I think I know you guys since March.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came to Monday night, my assistant, I saw my assistant transform in front of my eyes over a course of a year, and then he mentioned you guys, and I came. And I had such a story about who I was and what my life was like, and I just feel like being around you, I've been more and more dropping my story, and it's sort of amazing. Like, I just don't recognize my life.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah.
As you're saying that, Raquel, it brings into focus for me the reality that all of our stories of our lives are based on memories, and they're based on the recordings made by the person we were at the time. And all of us are expanding. So
yeah.
Even if they were fundamentally true, whatever it was you said to yourself, by virtue of having lived another moment, another week, it's another lifetime, and more is possible now. So to be stuck with what you told yourself about yourself some time ago is like stopping the possibility of magic in your life.
Completely, completely. And I do feel like there's so much magic going on now. And also, you know, everything that you said about parents and being around my family, my relationship with my mother and my father, my sisters are in shock. They cannot believe the relationship that I have with them. And they're just lovely and drama-free and nice, and it's the same parents. yeah.
I love that. You know, it's Thanksgiving, as I mentioned here, and a lot of people are going to be seeing their parents, and most kids have the idea that life would be easier if only their parents would change. Maybe life would be easier if you gave up your story about who your parents are and actually saw them.
Maybe your life would be easier if you gave up your story of who you are and discovered who you are in each moment, because you're totally new in each moment if you let go of the story that you've told yourself and rehearsed to yourself about your past and who you are based in the past.
Yeah.
So people will say, well, then who will I be? How would I know myself? Well, maybe you won't, but maybe there's a whole new being to discover in each moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I'm really happy for you, Raquel. We have to go to a break. Right,
now. Shortly, but I want to say one quick thing first. It is amazing that we've only known you since March.
It's
so
pretty,
much can happen in a person's life in a very, very short period of time, and I find myself really encouraged by that.
So if you want to come back after the break,
you are invited.
You're invited, and you're all invited to come back after the break.
Yeah, everybody. Come on back.
And
don't miss. You want to say it for us, Raquel?
Sure, being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network. Experience higher love
an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Hey, kid. Over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're gonna waste energy in your home, I'm gonna pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes.
Want to let you know a few things. First of all, next week we have our special guest, Dr. Larry Beck. We'll be talking about a transformational approach to dieting. I'm very happy about it because this is the season where people often load up at holiday parties. So there's a possibility that we don't have to wait till the new year to repair the damage that we've all done by being unaware of how we're eating now. So tune in next week. Tell your friends. We're excited about it. Again, I'm reminding everybody we're playing the game Tell Three People
about our show.
It was really,
being here.
Really fun this last week in New York City at Monday Night Alive. A woman came who had a choice. They had a ticket for her to go to Radio City Music Hall Extravaganza or to come to Monday Night Alive. She was in town for a night, and she came to Monday Night Alive. And I love that somebody stepped in and took a look at their life, that they thought that their life was a grander extravaganza than the Rockettes. And I really know that that's possible for all of us, that we can discover that we are the central figure in our life, and when we transform, everything around us gets easier. And as Raquel, you still with us, Raquel?
Yes, I am.
As Raquel was saying, suddenly even her sisters were surprised that the...
Her relationship to her parents had transformed. And, you know, over the time we've known you, Raquel, I don't think we've ever had a conversation where we asked you to do anything about your relationship with your parents.
No. We actually did. We actually once had a conversation about my mom, and you suggested that I take care of her instead of... be in a fight with her, and it was such a simple suggestion, and it just made all the difference for me. I suddenly felt like I had a new mother.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, she got a new daughter.
Over the weekend, I called her. I just called her to say that I loved her and that she did a great job, and I have a great life. And she was so sweet and so happy. And her first reaction, she said, I didn't do a great job. It was you. I said, no, I didn't come in a vacuum. You had something to do in it. It's you too. And she was just so sweet, and she just said the most lovely things to me about me and who I am, and it was just very short and lovely, and she's coming to New York next week, and we're going to hang out. And,
oh, excellent. Well, she happens sweet. To come in around Monday. We'd love to meet her.
You know, she's here from Tuesday to Sunday. I would have loved to.
Next trip, yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
But, yeah, thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
thanks for calling in and being with us today, Raquel.
Thanks, and have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks so much.
Bye. You know, one of the things we didn't cover today when we were looking earlier about putting the show together, we talked about to ourselves about not taking your memory so seriously. If as Ben was saying when he called in earlier, that a lot of his memories include fights. And if you really dip into those memories and take them seriously, you're going to be fighting with your world. And there's the possibility that it doesn't have to be such a serious situation, just like the quality of your life doesn't have to be such a serious thing.
Well, you see, here's the thing. Most of us listen to the internal conversation or dialogue that plays in our thoughts, that is our thoughts, and we believe that dialogue to be us, and most of what it says, if you actually listen, is a complaint against the way things are right now, rather than a noticing of the way things are. And that's the source of so much pain in people's lives. They don't know what they want, but whatever they've got, that's not it. See, and there's this other possibility where you can live your life as though what's happening is exactly what should be happening. So when there's a traffic jam, that's where you're supposed to be, rather than complaining to yourself that there are more cars than you'd prefer.
Yeah, and you know what? Chances are this time of year, there are going to be more cars than you are wanting, and if you plan for it, it gets a lot easier.
You know, we didn't say it, but our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. We're not trying to change or fix anything. All it takes to have your life transform and become effortless is awareness, and awareness is simply seeing without judging what you see. Anything that you see and don't judge for or against, don't add energy to, completes itself. It's like in the circus, they used to have these jugglers that spun plates on the end of sticks, and they probably still do. I don't know, I haven't been to the circus in 50, 60 years. It's been a long time. But they'd spin these, they'd add energy to the stick, and it would, by centrifugal force, keep the plate spinning. And they'd have maybe 30 or 40 plates going at one time, running from one stick to the other, adding energy. But that's like the story of your life. You tell yourself the story, it adds energy to that story and keeps that plate spinning. But if you just notice it and leave it be the way it is, rather than trying to change it or fix it, it will complete itself. You don't add energy, the plate falls, and there's no more stories about your life. Now you're living your life.
Now, lots of times, one of the things that people do with the information that Shia just gave you is that they now bring, quote, awareness, end quote, to their behaviors in an attempt to get them to go away. And now that's not awareness at all.
That's the first principle.
Dressed up in holiday clothes.
Dressed up as the third principle. Because when you are being aware of something, it's not to produce an outcome.
It's non-preferential. It's not to produce a result. It's simply for the act of seeing it, nothing else. And when you see something, it completes itself.
And see if for this holiday season you can allow yourself to transform. And one of our definitions for transformation is to give up one's to give up, to transcend one's bratty nature. And we all have bratty natures. You know, things don't go the way we want. We get bratty.
And I like that idea, transcending your bratty nature. Right. Because every day, in little and big ways, your life offers you opportunities to go down the bratty path or the awareness path. And you know what? It's not about staying to the awareness path. It's about noticing which path you're on in any given moment. Because there will be moments where you find yourself deeply in a bratty conversation. This does not make you good, bad, or anything else. It makes you human. And if you simply notice that bratty conversation without judging it, it completes itself. It's very, very simple. But you can't take it seriously. You can't hope to get ahead. Sometimes people say, oh, man, I thought I was over that by now. You're not going to get over being you. You're going to be you for the rest of your life. But you certainly can have a lot more fun being you with our transformational approach.
And if you don't take yourself too seriously.
I like leaving people with that idea this week, to not take yourself so seriously. That and tell three people
about
this show.
Being here.
TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's the place to go. Send them to TransformationMadeEasy.com. We've really appreciated you being here with us today. Come back next week. We are talking about transformational approach to dieting with Dr. Larry. He's always fun. So we appreciate your being here.
And don't miss us next week.
As we come back for
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.